ask, my dear husband, what is your intent? I'm afraid that hereafter too late you'll repent, that you spend your time now so idle in vain, that I have great cause now, dear husband, to complain. You know it so well that I need you not tell, that my heart with great sorrow is ready to swell, which moves now my patience, my mind for to speak, and to ease my mind lest my heart it should break. What ails you, good wife, to make this noise and a din? It is not your brawling I care for a pin. Have you a pain in your tongue that it cannot lie still? In keeping good company I must have my will. For pinching and sparing, then let me alone. I must drink with fellows, 'tis very well known. If you have maintenance and that which is fitting, sweet wife, hold your bubble and pray mind your knitting. But, husband, hear you not your babes cry for bread? If I took not pains, they might all have been dead. While you wasted your money and got drunk like a sot, your care it was all for the pipe and the pot. Dear husband, you hear not your poor children's sad moan, though I work my fingers away to the bone. Regard then, say, if you be an honest man, for I can do no more than another woman can. Wife, what if sometimes to the alehouse I go? The worst they can say, I am but my own foe. No, that is not so, you are a foe to us all, when your children want victuals to look off the bare walls. Wife, though I have done amiss, I am not the first. Although you do check me and take me at worst, then prithee with patience speak no more of this. I am no the first, nor I shall be the last. Dear husband, with grief I must tell you again, I speak it as plain as a good woman can. I'd have you to mind both your children and wife, and carry yourself like a man all your life. Observe but your neighbors how they do take pains. At every week's end they do bring home the grains. Like honest good husbands, loft off them bind, and to their wives and children to bear a good mind. My neighbors are not my example at all. I can get a penny with the best of them all. It is nothing to me what my neighbors they do. I can spend and be merry and careful also. It is not their wealth nor the riches they have can make them live longer to keep them from the grave. We brought nothing with us when we came into the world, and nothing we shall carry when in the grave we are hurled. But, husband, these doings will move a flintstone. Yet say what you will, but it's best to me known. But I ever do find where my shoe doth me ring, when this idle course is no profit brings in. And so I am forced to take all the care, or else I and our children we hardly might fare. For what you get yourself is too little for one. You pissed off the wall and came penniless home. I thought in the morning some storms would arise, when first you began for to open your eyes, and how for to raise them I can find out the way, but to lay them again it is hard, I do say. Good wife, then be patient and quickly have done, or else I'll not stay, but abroad I'll be gone. This noise does so mad me, I cannot abide, or else, loving wife, you shall see my backside. Aye, that's all the care that you take to provide. You are a kind husband, or else you're belied. For few that are under your charge to maintain, but however your conscience is large, dyed in grain. Away to the alehouse you here cannot stay. I doubt you'll repent it what I do say. To drink and be mad you do make speedy haste. Pray God turn your heart, I do say, at the last. I am glad now, good wife, that you are at your prayers. I hope we shall see now and end of our jars. Pray God keep you long in that mind, I do say. Your counsel is good and I will it obey. For I must confess I have been much to blame. I cannot deny it, I begin for to shame. But since I confess, I pray thee, sweet wife, content thyself now and I'll live a new life. Dear husband, I lament your unkindness to me. It were better indeed that you ruled would be, and leave of this drinking and mine your own, or else you'll repent when all you have is gone. Dear husband, my heart it was ready to break. No woman had never more cause for to speak, but consider my words and bear them in mind. Hereafter be loving and not so unkind. I now am resolved to keep the right way. Dear wife, I am sorry I have gone so astray. But now for thy comfort all this I do tell. It is never too late for to learn to do well. Though I have been foolish in spending my coin, then prithee, dear wife, let us lovingly join. Then prithee, dear heart, come give me a kiss. Let strife and debate have an end now with this.